This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There has been an increasing fear and concern in the press recently that the United States of America might have to face a nuclear attack. And sadly, that the USA would be completely and totally unprepared for such an attack. I first want to give you some excerpts from articles which were published in all kinds of magazines and newspapers to that effect. Here's an article by The Economist, writing on March 7. Every nuclear power is spending lavishly to upgrade its atomic arsenal. Russia's defense budget has grown by over 50% since 2007, and fully a third of it is devoted to nuclear weapons. China is adding to its stocks and investing heavily in submarines and mobile missile batteries. Dmitry Kiselev, one of the Kremlin's mouthpieces, has declared with relish that Russian nuclear forces could turn America into radioactive ash. Now, is this just politics, or is there more to it? AFP wrote on March 15 that Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was ready to put the country's nuclear forces on alert as he sought to annex Crimea last year. The article went on to say that unsure whether the West would intervene militarily to stop the annexation, he was ready to face, quote, the worst possible turn of events, close quote. Also, on March 17, The Express wrote this: Vladimir Putin has started a war with the whole civilized world, which could leave 10 million people dead. These are the words of Polish statesman Lech Walesa. And he made this warning, according to this article, as the Russian president made clear he will deploy the nuclear-capable Tupolev bomber to annex Crimea. And Putin also signalized his intentions to send Iskander surface-to-surface missile systems close to Poland's border. Now, the Telegraph had another interesting article, and of course other papers had it too. This one is dated March 21, saying that Russia has gone on the offensive in the Baltic. I don't think that Danes fully understand the consequence if Denmark joins the American-led missile defense shield. If they do, then Danish warships will be targets for Russian nuclear missiles, said Mikhail Vanin, the Russian ambassador to Denmark. And then here's an article by the Jerusalem Post, dated March 22, saying, with most of the world's focus on the Iran nuclear negotiations, little attention has been paid to a complete breakdown in the push to limit nuclear weapons proliferation on a scale not seen in years. Now, what about the United States of America? Here's an article, I believe an eye-opening article, by Forbes magazine dated March 20, saying that this commentary, which was published in the magazine, is about the utter absence of U.S. active defenses for man-made threats capable of, listen carefully, wiping out American civilization for the foreseeable future. Imagine every person you know dead, injured, or lacking shelter and sustenance. Not at some dim point in the future, but by this time tomorrow. America has no defenses against long-range ballistic missiles. He goes on to say that America's highly capable strategic force will be little comfort because it cannot do anything to intercept incoming warheads. All it can do is lay waste. Now remember that term, I'll come back to that. All it can do is lay waste. It also says that Suhivisit, but powerless to defend our homeland and loved ones from nuclear aggression. Now most people today believe that it's going to be Russia, which is going to attack the United States of America with nuclear weapons. But the Bible tells you something different. And yes, sadly, my friends, the Bible does say that the United States of America and also the United Kingdom will be the targets of nuclear attacks. But it's not going to be Russia. It's not going to be Russia who are going to launch that attack. Now here is an article which we have published in our weekly update, and you are more than welcome to receive our weekly updates totally free via email if you want to. But in this article, we quote several scriptures. One is Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 19, which says that God will break the pride of America's power. Now, as longtime listeners and readers of our literature and our videos know, we strongly believe and teach that the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel are today to be found in the United States of America, in Great Britain, and in other English-speaking nations. And when the end-time prophecy I just quoted to you says that God will break the pride of Israel's power, it is talking about mainly America and Great Britain, because the Jews are referred to in the Bible as the house of Judah, not the house of Israel. We also quote a passage from Ezekiel chapter 7, which says, "Doom has come to you, you who dwell in the land. The time has come. A day of trouble is near, not of rejoicing in the mountains. They have blown the trumpet and made everyone ready, but no one goes to battle." Now, isn't that an interesting description of our current attitude, especially in the United States of America? We might still have a mighty, powerful army, but as the article by Forbes pointed out, we are hopelessly defenseless against nuclear attacks, and there's also the willpower lacking to actually do something about it. A scripture in Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 6, in light of what I read to you, should be extremely telling, because it says, "In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, and the slain shall fall in your midst." You know, my friends, another sobering prophecy can be found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 12. And that passage tells us that 2/3 of the population of America and Great Britain and New Zealand and Australia and Canada will die. They will die of pestilence, of famine, of disease epidemics, and also of war. And this will happen very quickly. Very quickly. Imagine that. 2/3 of the entire population dead. Now, that cannot happen unless nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, other weapons of mass destructions are going to be used. Hosea chapter 5 and verse 9 is telling us Ephraim, and Ephraim also is a reference mainly to the UK and the British Commonwealths. "Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. And among the tribes of Israel I make known what is sure," God says. And yes, we are making it known to our readers, to our listeners, because nuclear war for the United States of America and for Great Britain and other English-speaking nations is coming, and we will be defeated. And God tells us exactly as to why that is. It goes so far that Christ said a great tribulation is going to be brought upon the entire world, and unless those days would be shortened, no human being would be saved alive. Every single one would die. But Christ will return to cut those days short. But it's going to be a terrible time ahead of us. And the Bible warns us. And the Bible tells us that the reason for these terrible times which are going to happen has to do with the way we live. What we believe, what we think, what we do, what we stand for. And God will free us from ourselves, but first He will allow that we are going through terrible times, because we are supposed to learn something which we are not going to learn any other way. Now we have quite a number of booklets which we have prepared free for the asking, which will go much more deeply into the subject which I have introduced to you today, and we are going to show you those at the end of this program. But please, don't take these warnings lightly. Here are people who tell you, from a strictly human standpoint, that nuclear war is a terrible threat, and it's going to happen. And the Bible says, yes, it will happen. But there's a way out for you. There's a way of escape. There's a way that you can be protected. But it is important that you are building a relationship with God, which is so close, that you are be counted worthy to escape all the things which are going to happen and to be able to stand in front of the Son of Man when he returns. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.